I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Russia justified its annexation of Crimea with the argument that it has a duty to protect Russians there. That's what worries the U.S. and Western Europe. Would Russia use the same argument to go into other countries? Because there are a lot of Russians everywhere in the region, not just in Crimea and eastern Ukraine, but in all of the former Soviet republics of Eastern Europe as well. Countries like Estonia.
Estonians are definitely worried, but ethnic Russians who have settled in Estonia are quite happy.
We'll hear a view from Estonia in just a minute or two, but first let's get some basic information about the Baltic nation from the World's History Guy, Chris Wolf. What has been Estonia's connection with Russia, Chris?
Well, Estonia, Marco, is this little country right next to St. Petersburg on the Gulf of Finland. And because of its location, Russia's been keen to get hold of it for some time. Starting around 1700, it was taken from the Swedes and was run by the Russian Empire until World War I, got independence, had a democracy for a short while until World War II, when the Soviets took over again. They saw that period as a long period of occupation that ended with the breakup of the Soviet Union in 1991.
So the ethnic Russians who are in Estonia wouldn't be too upset if Russia were to take over. But the Estonians themselves, why do they kind of feel they're different?
They have a very unique identity, a very different language compared to Russian. Estonian is as different to Russian as English is to Chinese. It's kind of vaguely related to Finnish to help situate people. And culturally, the people identify more with Scandinavia than they do with Russia. So there are a huge number of cultural, temperamental differences that the people there would identify.
And Chris, in Estonia, has there been much tension between ethnic Russians and ethnic Estonians?
Not just tension, Marco. There's still a lot of anger, as we're going to hear in a minute. Many ethnic Estonians are still angry at the brutality of the Soviet occupation. There was even a guerrilla war into the 1950s. And the Soviets responded by forcing people to learn and use Russian and shipping in hundreds and of thousands of ethnic Russians who were seen as colonists. They got all kinds of privileges. They were treated better. Many have since left, since independence, but there's still a lot of ethnic Russians in Estonia, at least a quarter, maybe a third or more of the population. And then since independence, the shoe's kind of been on the other foot. Citizenship is not given to you automatically unless your family lived there prior to the Soviet occupation. And you can acquire it, but that requires a good knowledge of the Estonian language. And as we just said, that's pretty hard. So a lot of people are denied citizenship. And in addition, the use of Estonian is mandatory in certain work environments, including the entire public sector, medical professionals, and so on. So a lot of ethnic Russians find it difficult to find access to jobs. So compared to Ukraine, being an ethnic Russian in Estonia is pretty tough, and many Russians are pretty resentful. And as we're about to hear, that's a big cause for concern.
That was the World's History Guy, Chris Wolf. So as Chris was saying, a lot of ethnic Estonians are pretty distrustful of the numerous ethnic Russians living there.
They would welcome Putin's help to restore the privileges that they enjoyed during 50 years of occupation.
That's Yuri Tomepu, an Estonian-American. As a boy, Yuri fled Estonia after the Soviets took over during World War II. He says he joined the U.S. Army because he wanted to fight communists. He did. He served in the Korean War and later in Vietnam, where he received the Distinguished Service Cross for Valor. After the breakup of the Soviet Union, Tomepu returned to Estonia and became a member of parliament for several years there. Now he's a writer living in Florida, but we caught up with him on a visit back to Estonia.
The fact is that Estonia's enemy is within its borders, just as Ukraine's enemy was and is within Ukraine's borders.
You live in Florida, right?
Yes, I do.
I mean, you've heard the same things that you're saying right now from Americans who talk about people from Mexico. They haven't bothered to learn English yet.
Well, no, that's totally different story.
I mean, why is it?
Well, Americans come from many different backgrounds. I'm an Estonian-American. I don't know what your background, but the point is that they become loyal Americans. But the Russian population of Estonia, they are not loyal to the Estonian Republic. They would welcome Putin. So this is the problem.
You said there's really not much that can be done in Estonia militarily. I mean, Estonia is a full member of NATO. Are they just counting on NATO to come to the rescue if something should happen with Russia?
Estonian government officials keep assuring the population that NATO membership provides an effective defense shield for Estonia. Now, I rather think that Estonians tend to be quite sophisticated and knowledgeable people. Most of them understand the unfortunate truth. The United States will not risk a major or even a tiny minor war to defend Estonia.
I mean, President Obama said that NATO members would represent a red line, but you have no confidence in that statement, it sounds like?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I don't even have much confidence in Obama's red lines at all, in any kind of red lines anyway.
Why is that?
Well, he has also put red lines, you know, in other parts of the world, as well known, not too long time ago, and they became meaningless. But the main point is, even if NATO wanted to help, they don't have the capability of helping. And you think that any NATO ally of Estonia would risk any kind of a war or conflict to stop Putin taking it over? I'm more realistic than that. I don't think there's any chance whatsoever.
Estonian-American writer and veteran Jüri Tomepuu, thank you very much.
My pleasure.